Shalom, I'm Dr. Yonason Arya, and this is Kabbalah Pod. In Jewish life, we're very familiar with the concept of a bracha. Baruch atah, hamazon ben kodesh lakol, baruch atah, baruch pri gavin. We have the equation, the full equation. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Either we finish it with for food or a smell, or we include Hashira kodeshanu b'mitzvosav, and then we tie in that last part for the mitzvah, right? So we say these all the time. In fact, we even have the concept, not a halacha, but the concept of the importance of pursuing 100 brachos a day. Okay? I mean, after all, that is the kamachi of Lech Lecha. And that's what Avraham did as he went out. And so we too go out. We seek the 100 brachos. But I want to get into the phraseology and the intent of the words here, because there is a struggle, I think, and part of it's a translation issue. Baruch atah, right? When we say Baruch atah, and if you were looking for an excellent book on this Laws of Brachos art scroll, it's by Rabbi Benjamin Forrest and Rabbi Aaron Twersky. It's got some great guidance on the Laws of Brachos, right, from a halakhic perspective. But the phrase Baruch atah Hashem, where the little translation for it is, blessed are you, Hashem. Wait a second. What? I'm blessing Hashem? Hashem doesn't need my blessing. This doesn't make sense to me. What's going on here? Right? And so, we need to have a proper translation. And that is a big deal. Okay? When we say Baruch Atah, it's not supposed to be, you are blessed. It's not a literal translation. We need to look deeper. We need to dig into it and pull it out and wrestle with it and say, okay, what are we trying to get here? We're not saying we're blessing God. That doesn't make sense. No, we're saying you, Hashem, are the source of all blessings. We're flipping on its head. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not saying, oh God, you're blessed. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. We're not saying that. We're saying, God, you're the source of all blessings. Right? It even means a little more than that. But that's the first part, right? We recognize that God is the source of blessings. It is Him that's the source. We're not blessing God. And so it's important to recognize that, okay? And so we start with that. And then we move into the next part. Baruch Atah. Little translation, blessed are you. But we now know, oh, it's not blessed are you, but you're the source, right? But so why are we saying that? I mean, if we look at Baruch Atah Hashem, we're saying you, Hashem, are the source of every blessing. This is very personal, right? And that's important. We need to speak to God in the second person in the same way you talk to a friend or acquaintance. We acknowledge, once we've acknowledged His being, right? Once we've acknowledged Hashem is Hashem, then we'll describe His will in a third person. But first and foremost, we come forward and say, hey, you're my friend. You're my acquaintance. You're more than my acquaintance. You're close to me. We're intimate. We are connected. We have a relationship, God. And you're the source of every blessing. Then you can dive into a more formal approach. That's fascinating. We say this bracha all the time. We don't really consider the ramifications of it. The very words of the bracha implies that you have a relationship with God. And it implies that you recognize God as the source of every blessing. That's mind-blowing, right? Not, oh, God, you're blessed. But, God, you're the source of every blessing. And we have a relationship with each other, and I'm coming to you on this intimate relationship just by the very words that I use to connect. The informal connection is beautiful. And what's fascinating to add to this is that it's halakhically required. We have components of a bracha that are necessary, right? A bracha must begin with the word Baruch, blessing. A bracha must include Shem, a reference to the name of Hashem. Now, there's different types of names that can be included, but we're just going to stick with Hashem for now because we're not in the middle of the bracha. And a bracha needs to include a reference to Malchus, God's worldly kingdom. Thus, it needs to include the words Melech Ha'olam, King of the Universe. Now, this is fascinating to me, right? We're saying, God, I have this intimate relationship with you. Oh, yeah, and you're the King of the Universe. It's this twist. It's amazing. You're talking to God. You're saying, I have a relationship with you. Oh, yeah, and you're the King of the Universe. But I have this relationship with you, and I can talk to you. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Now, the words Atah and Elokeinu aren't necessary in the bracha, right? You could skip those and the bracha would still be valid, okay? But there's a little more I want to dive into. I want to dive into part, more of the meaning here, okay? Yeah, we recognize, oh, God, you are the source of every blessing, and I have a relationship with you that is intimate, and you're the King of the Universe. But I want to dive into some of the names here, okay? Because it's really important to understand some of the names of the brachos, right? So, we have the concept of Hashem, right? Hashem can be done in a variety of ways. The Tetragrammaton's one way, Elohim, Elokeinu, Ehya, Shaddai, Tzefaos, or even Adnoi, right? Now, Rachum and Chonam are not names of Hashem, they're attributes of Hashem, but we have names of Hashem, and it's very important we say them the correct way so that we don't use them in vain, right? That is essential. It's very important. Now, there are some, I just want to address this, there are some who may say, oh, well, it's not, when you're saying Baruch Atah, you're not really saying, oh God, we're blessing you, but we're praising you. And that's not correct. Just flat out, it is incorrect. And how do we know this? We know this because the first verse we say when we wake up is Moda Ani Lafoneka, right? We do the Moda Ani, I give thanks to you. And so we know Baruch can't be that because we are already dealing with it. And we also have the concept of Modim, and Modim uses the concept of praise, right? Such as Modim Anachnu Lach, that we find in Shemona Esrei. So, Baruch cannot be praised, and it cannot be thanks. It has to be blessed, not blessed as in God, but you are the source of every blessing, okay? There's one last component I want to bring up, and that's to round this out. And it's, the reason here is we say these brachos every day. We 100 brachos a day, right? And we say these brachos, and it's easy for it to become rote. It's easy for us to miss the connection here. But we need to remember, it's crucial to understand the beauty and the poetic form of this simple phrase we say and how it has devechias, it attaches us to Hashem. As long as we remember the intent, it can draw us close to Him. I want to go into the meaning of the names of Hashem real quick, because when we say Hashem, right? And so in the bracha, it's, you know, Hashem is Ad. No, got it. What does that phrase mean? That phrase means master and owner of all creation. Okay. Which is cool. The name Elohim says that Hashem is the source of all strength and embodies multiplicity of powers. And the Tetragrammaton, which is what... So we have Hashem. This is a cover for Adonai, which is a cover for the Tetragrammaton. Refers to the timelessness of Hashem, that He was, is, and will always be. So, since Hashem Havaya is pronounced as Adonai, when we're saying the phrase, when we're saying that part of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, right there, that part, we're saying, you're my master, you are the owner of all creation, and you were, are, and will always be forever and ever. We recognize the timelessness and the beauty and the relationship we have. And so it's important that we have this concept. It's absolutely necessary we have this concept when we go into saying brachos. Don't lose sight. It's easy for things to become rote. But there's beauty in just the simple phrases we can do. A simple hand washing, or a bracha over fruits, or your cup of coffee, or whatever it may be. Baruch atah Hashem. My God, who's close to me and I am close to you and I have an intimate relationship with you. You're the source of every blessing. You're the master and owner of all creation. You were, are, and will always be. And then you enter the rest of the bracha. But once you've done that, that intimacy, that moment of mindfulness, that connection you've created with Hashem, is so mind-blowingly beautiful. Thank you for listening to Kabbalapod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yidbrick on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yidbrick.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and purchasing our custom-made Kabbalistic Judaica jewelry or Yiddish udders and beard balm at yidbrick.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrick, building Jewish bridges. Learn more at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah.